Let's stay with schools now. Another big story. The organization Undoing Tax Abuse says government plans to spend nearly 90,000 rand to replace each bucket toilet in our country. Now, that's a lot of money per toilet. Is that accurate? The Department of Water and Sanitation Affairs 2018-2019 budget shows the plans to spend over a billion rand to replace 11,844 bucket toilets this year. So if you divide that, it comes to just about 90,000 per toilet. On the line is Portfolio Manager at OUTSA, Yamkela Ntola. Good afternoon, Yamkela. Welcome to the Midday Report.
Hi, Ray. How are you? Thank you for having me on your show.
Great to have you on. Now, is this per toilet? Because let's be honest about it. When it goes to toilets, there's also infrastructure. There's the pipes that lead out. Is it really accurate to say 90,000 per toilet?
Well, this is what all that infrastructure taken into consideration per household will cost. So that was what the numbers we are basically getting from the annual reports are indicating as such, at least for the 2018-2019 financial year. The numbers have been exceedingly higher in the preceding financial year.
So then it's infrastructure you're talking about. Let's be honest about it. It's infrastructure. It's the whole project. So isn't it a little bit misleading to say 90,000 rand per toilet?
Well, per toilet would obviously include that in what you've just made reference to, which is infrastructure. But it's what is misleading about the DWS in this regard is that the numbers that they give that it will cost for this infrastructure are far less when one considers that what they are spending per household. So if I were to give you an example, if you were to look at the annual report for 2015 and 2016, the department indicates that the infrastructure itself will cost as much as 43,000 rand. Now, the minister, former minister Mokonyane, indicated in 2016 in a media statement that it will cost 15,000 rand. So there's no indication the department actually knows what the cost is, and they have even indicated that they're not in a position to make such a declaration earlier today.
Are you taking the matter further?
Yes, we're currently undertaking investigations. Our research is currently indicating that the bucket eradication program commenced in South Africa in February 2005, right? The aim was to eradicate the bucket toilet system in 2007, December. So they've missed their deadline by over 10 years. And this is a program that has been budgeted for since 2005 with no end in sight. And even now, what's even more scary is that the minister has indicated, has acknowledged that there's been overspending in the 2017-2018 financial year, and we're reporting further overspending in the 2018-2019 financial year, still with no end in sight. So it's not only a waste of taxpayers' money, but we have South Africans that are being subjected to an indignified practice.
Yamkela Ntola, Portfolio Manager at OUTSA. Thanks for coming on to the Midday Report. What we will be doing a little bit later on in the program is speaking to the Department of Water and Sanitation, their spokesperson, and asking him some very interesting questions about this. It's just gone 12:32, and he has Tara Penny with your latest Eyewitness News.
Thanks, Ray.